from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do we got here?
Slip sliding away.
Does anyone know this song?
Slip,
sure.
Slip sliding away. Listen to the lyrics, big guy.
So Wechter is really Philly's depressed.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's like a slow dance song.
So, wait, slow dance as the love is fading? Slip sliding away? Is that the...
I don't know.
I don't either.
I guess it's kind of sad.
Apparently Joe thinks... Apparently Wechter...
Ava's listening in now.
Wechter thinks the Braves are going to cash the Phils. Well,
they could. Yeah,
you said earlier the highlights we played with the classical music underneath.
Wait, is this
depressing.
James Taylor?
No, it's Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. This is much more depressing than the under music we played for the Phillies. Yeah. Alvarado Walk Fest.
This is something, man. All right, so we're going to get to some audio of N'Kobe Dean from yesterday shortly. Also, Cooper DeJean, something he said. All right, so something I need help with. I'll just put this out there. I said it yesterday. Mac-Man and Devin, I'm asking for your help. I, beginning two nights ago, chose to embark on a no-dessert thing for health's sake.
Okay.
No dessert through the remainder of the Philly season. Whether it's the first week of October or they win the World Series, no dessert for like 2 months or so. So I just need you to just – because the tummy's getting a little, you know, expansive. So, and
I was going to say, is it health or you want to drop a couple LBs?
What were you eating for dessert? What did you have to cut out?
Too much. Devin, I would eat these meals, but I was constantly popping Snickers and Twix.
Popping Snickers.
Well, no, because I got these little, you know, the little guys, you get the bag.
That's fine. Yeah.
No, but Devin, I was doing 5, 6, 7 at a time.
Okay.
Like almost every day.
Yeah.
So, I would go for a walk and then it's like.
It negates
yeah.
it.
So, yeah. Anyway. And then I'm adding one more thing. No Coke.
No.
No
like
Coke.
Full, what about Diet Coke?
Diet guy?
Maybe I'll try it, but I will not do regular Coke.
I didn't know that you were a big soda guy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you never had Diet Coke?
I think I've had a sip or two when it's like
really?
The only thing, but it's not something I seek out.
Hmm.
I don't want Diet Coke, but maybe I'll do it.
But see, I have an issue with this because I feel like you're eventually going to, if you're not already, want dessert and start to miss it, that and Coke, and then you're inadvertently going to want the Philly season to end sooner.
Well, if I do that, I'm a bad Phillies fan.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a good Phillies fan. I mean, I have, in fact, worn the Phillies uniform for years in the playoffs.
What
so.
Do you love more, dessert or the Phillies?
I guess we'll find out.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Stay tuned.
If you're willing to try Diet Coke, I could give you the backstory with Diet Coke. Because I was...
I didn't know there was a backstory with Diet Coke.
The Jody McDonald backstory to Diet Coke.
Okay.
I was like you. I drank only Coke. I never
sure.
drank Diet Coke in my life. And then at one time, dating a girl, she was a Diet Coke, have a Diet Coke. I started drinking Diet Coke. And then you go back to Coke, after drinking Diet Coke, you go, oh, my God, is this sweet. And you can't even drink it.
Okay.
I can't drink Coke anymore. So if you make the change to Diet Coke, and it's, I don't really know how much difference
it makes. So it's doable.
It's absolutely doable. Right. You'll get to the point where you'll never have a Coke again.
Well, I'm a Coke Zero kind of guy. Do Coke Zero, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about skim milk as it relates to 2%. Like, I drank 2% growing up, went skim. Now, if I drink 2%, I think it's nasty.
Skim.
Disgusting. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dr. Gina. Gina, how you been?
I haven't talked to you in the longest time since.
I know.
It's been months, truthfully. As far as the Diet Coke things, if I can get, I can give you my, you know, I'm a chiropractor, so natural health and stuff. Diet aspartame, which is in Diet Coke, it's in all those other things, unless it's a quote-unquote, like, Splenda sweetened thing. Aspartame is a neuroexcitotoxin, so look that up. Yeah. It's terrible for your brain. It's terrible for your brain. Terrible, terrible for your brain.
Okay.
They're thinking that there's a big link now with Alzheimer's. It's just don't.
Yeah, I actually read a book about that last year. I've heard that.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm doing the keto diet right now, so I can totally, like, empathize with you about the sweets thing, because I'm a sweetaholic myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard for me. And there's one of the psychologists in the office has a bowl of, like, Dove chocolates. So,
ooh.
Like, yeah, it's terrible. It's
that's
terrible.
Why I'm so, going cold turkey, Gene. It'll make me better
that's
quick.
That's a good way to go. If you
all right, give me what do you got here on the sports scene? Talk to me.
Well, you know, Whit Merrifield, like, that was, to him, that was the sweetest justice ever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And he was humble about what he said. Like,
he was.
You're saying he's doing a little chest pump it. I don't think so. Not as much chest pumping as you do with Devin, let me just say. You are picking on Devin today. It's because James isn't around. For
thank you.
As a fellow Gator
but
fan.
But it's so fun. It's so fun.
It's so fun, but it's so bullying. And you,
oh, no.
Things were calm and quiet while you were on vacation, I'm just going to say. And you know how much I love you. You know how much I love you. Probably your oldest fan here. So.
Well, Gina, you're my first caller.
I
mean, other than when my family and friends, personal friends, which you're getting close to that, Gina, used to call me when I'd be on late night and I had no callers. Mm-hmm. Gina was like the one, and I mean one,
really?
Person in the Delaware Valley in 2001, well, 2, 3, and 4 that would call the show.
That's so Devin, cool.
He had like the worst time slot on a local radio station he was the only one talking sports at that time. There was no WIP all night long. You know, there wasn't that. There was canned stuff at night. Like, sports radio took a huge leap in the 2000s. Wouldn't you say, Joe?
I would say that things improved. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
but
that.
But anyway, I digress. I want to talk about just a little bit about what's going on with the Phillies right now. Did you see the dark circles under Bryce Harper's eyes? Like, these guys are definitely not feeling good when they're doing poorly. And Alvarado, I'm sorry, like, I don't know what the vested interest in him is. I don't know why they're clinging to him. I don't know why Rob Thompson is making poor decisions right now. But whatever it is, they better snap out of it, is all I can say, because we want a red October. We don't want to, like, have this be an
well, we're
going to
get, so, Gina, we're going to get a red October. The question is whether we're going to get a long one.
Well, yes, and whether we're going to feel happy at the end of it all. I mean, you know, we might get to the point where we're seeing red, and we don't want that for any of us.
That's
and I'm excited about the Eagles season, but we'll just have to wait and see. Saquon is, Penn State was my first love, Devin, sorry, but then I met a man whose family were all Gators, and I slipped over to the Gator side, so, but I still.
She's a Panther, not a Gator. She didn't go to Florida. She went to Pitt.
Oh,
she went to, like, the fake Penn State.
Yeah.
She went to just keep going a little further west, and then it's,
Thought you were a Gator.
No. Now, you know what? Ashlyn Sullivan, I think, is from Florida.
Yeah,
so, yeah. No, I went to Pitt.
Maybe in the beginning of your tenure, I, like, two girls that they never had girls on besides Rhea. You know, Rhea.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all good.
Know,
I mean, either way, I don't
I'm
like Penn State,
the
so it's fine.
Too. That's
all right,
good.
Gina, give me a great answer. The best number two ever is who?
I think, because I'm old school, you know, Ethel Mertz.
All right, you got it. Gina, appreciate the call. All right, let's listen to some audio related to N'Kobe Dean. So we had him on the show yesterday. We were all really, really impressed with his mindset. Here's an exchange I want to play where motivation comes up. And I like the way he almost swats it aside Like, you better be a self-starter yourself. Here's Nakobe yesterday.
It's not always easy to get guys to motivate to do the job. You know, it's like a thankless job sometimes, special teams.
Motivation probably shouldn't be the thing. You know, we all professionals here. At the end of the day, if that's your job, you need to get it done.
I like it. I mean, right to the point. That's your job. Do the job. Let's listen to Cooper DeJean. He spoke yesterday with some high praise, really high praise for Nakobe Dean.
Ooh, one guy on the team. Say Nakobe Dean.
What's that?
He has came to work every day. He's came to work with a chip on his shoulder, and it shows here in practice, even in games. Man, he's getting everybody lined up. He's making plays. He's making plays that a really good linebacker should make, a great linebacker should make. And, you know, it's really good to see, because I knew he had it. And now just seeing it, it's like, okay, now it answers a lot of questions. You know, so I'm very excited for him.
It's a great step for him. Jody, I want to ask you this question, because obviously he's improved. Has Nakobe, in your opinion, and I know it might be a little hard to answer because we haven't seen him play much, some preseason snaps, obviously training camp, he's getting, you know, really high marks from the reporters watching. Has he, for you, Jody, gotten to the point where you feel like you can count on him? Because he might play and play a lot, but that doesn't mean he can be counted on. Do you think he can be counted on?
On this Eagle team, he needs to be counted on. If Zach Bond turns into this creation that the Eagles saw something in, that they could turn him into a linebacker, I'll give all the credit in the world. I didn't necessarily like the plan when they started the preseason and he was playing linebacker. So for the Eagles, I think they need that to happen. Do I know? No, nobody knows anything. And Fangio doesn't know. Sirianni doesn't know. DeCameron doesn't know. McDonald doesn't know. But he's checking all the boxes this year. So if it's close between those two, I'm playing Nakobe Dean every day, every week, week in, week out.
Because of upside for the future and development?
Upside. You use the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third round draft pick on him. He's guaranteed locked in for another year on his contract. Oh, there's a lot of reason why. All things being equal, Nakobe Dean should be taking all the snaps at linebacker this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. We can talk football all we want and Nakobe and all that good stuff, and there is a lot of good stuff. But I also am one. And Dr. Gene, I was a little hurt referring to me as a bully earlier. I mean, Macman, I could...
You were bullying him a little bit.
I could rip you.
Well, Jody, you are literally old McDonald.
Yeah.
That was mean.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. I don't want anyone to view it as a sexist situation. Like, you know, if I rip Devin, I don't want people to think I'm being sexist. Like, Macman, you are actually old McDonald.
I, understand that. But
you got
last,
a farm? You got a farm?
Hold on, let me check. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to do that for me because, yeah.
Ava.
There's a difference between me and Devin. You're a sexist bully. We've established that today. Thanks to Dr. Gina, we successfully established that.
What we were talking about in the break is, you know, like love language, languages, right? There's physical touch. Joe's love language is, you know, picking on people,
sure,
essentially. So
that's what I do.
It's an honor.
I did it. Let me tell you something. I did this to N'Kobe Dean yesterday. I want to roll the tape because, Devin, you were there when we were shooting hoops back in March at Villanova.
Yeah.
And N'Kobe yesterday, I mean, it was a good answer, but it wasn't a complete answer initially. I want to play an exchange we have, and this is funny, an exchange with N'Kobe Dean yesterday, who was part of our free throw shooting contest back in March. And yesterday on the show, this occurred. So all this talk about you improving and you got your game sharpened up and the whole deal. Have you improved your free throw shooting in the last 6 months?
Oh.
I probably haven't shot a basketball since.
Hold on. He says since. There might be some people that don't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
hold
Joe on, wants clarification. Sense.
You haven't shot a basketball since what, N'Kobe?
Since the free throw competition.
Since what about the free throw competition?
You don't have to answer that, N'Kobe.
Since the hammer!
You don't have to answer
defeated
that.
Defeated N'Kobe Dean at Villanova in a free throw contest.
The hammer! Thank you, by the way, for being such a good sport and coming out and doing that.
I agree. I take.
And thank you for being a much better basketball player, better athlete in every way than Joe DeCamere. It just so happens that he is freakishly good at shooting.
Yeah, I heard he was practicing for a couple months.
It tries to get a little wine in there at the end. Practice my hiney. I'm practicing nothing. I roll out of bed and shoot. So I rip everybody's kind
yeah,
of, that's kind
yeah,
of, that's
even
kind
of, professional football sure. players. Well, just a bold move.
At basketball. All right, let's go to Chuck. He's calling from Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Good afternoon. Oh, good morning. I'm
hello, sir. Morning. How are you? Gentlemen. How are you, buddy?
Hey, yo, you're a jerk. I'm telling you, man, you are something bad.
I'm just joking around. I think the long-time listeners know I'm just joking around.
Oh, man. Listen, I got to say something. Trust what you're watching. Okay, the Phillies, listen, rest in peace, okay?
Wow, did you say rest in peace to this season?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
What's the day? August 21st, 2024.
Four.
Yeah, today until the end of the season, rest in peace.
You really think it's over?
It's done, Joe. Joe, listen, trust what you're watching, Joe. They can't hit. They're just starting pitching is done. They don't have a bullpen anymore. I don't trust their closer. Alvarado is a disaster waiting to happen. Topper can't make decisions when his decision-making is subpar at best. How can anybody honestly believe in his team, Joe? Like, what are you guys watching?
Well, we have seen teams have downturns and sometimes for 2 months, for what it's worth, Chuck. I mean, Chuck, just as an example, the two Phillies teams that won the World Series. Now, I don't know that they ever had a stretch of the 2 months that this team had in July, in June and June and July and August, whatever the heck it would be. The two teams that won the World Series both at one time were 64 and 57. That's seven games above 500. That's not it's not great. And the 08 Phillies and the 80 Phillies both won the World Series. So there are different routes to get there.
Yo, you can see it on these guys' face. They're defeated, man. And I know you say it's August, but October is right around the corner. August is not the middle one. This is the end of August. The 21st is the day. It's going towards the end of August. So we're hitting September. And you guys are going to keep saying, wait till October. They'll start hitting the bat.
Well, I'm not saying they will. I'm saying they might. I'm saying they might. Which I,
he's saying they won't.
No, I know he's saying they won't. Believe me, I know he's. All right, Chuck, give me.
I'm surprising you, Jody. Yeah, your knowledge in baseball. I would listen to you at night, and you have so much knowledge in baseball. For you to just be saying, "Oh, wait till October." It's absurd, Jody. It really is.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the good news for you. You're going to have all of October to pay attention to the Eagles because the Phillies aren't even getting there, according to you, Chuck. You think by the end of the month of September, why even bother? Start to, who did the Eagles play? Week three? Chuck's going to start preparing for that 20 minutes after the game ends week two.
They got me the Eagles season. I'm happy about that. They're going to make the playoffs. And let's not make no mistake about that. They're going to win the division. But they're going to be one and done.
All right, Chuck, give me a great answer. The ultimate number two is who or what?
And it pains me to say that because I want Bryce to win a ring. Number two? Oh, man. Ultimate number two. How about Apollo Creed? I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Number two at what?
Number two, I guess, as a co-star. I mean, you know what I mean? You know,
number two as a co-star.
Boxing co-star.
So, first off, I think Rocky would be a better answer from Rocky for a number two because he'd be the number two fighter. Apollo was better.
That's a good point.
Apollo was better.
That's a good point. Yeah, Rocky didn't win.
Although you can make the case Drago might have been better and Rocky only won because...
Yeah, I didn't get that far in the Rocky series.
You never watched Rocky IV?
I just watched Rocky One.
Oh,
that you guys made me.
I forgot about that.
You never watched Rocky?
Yeah, I've never seen Rocky. Damn. I know. That's I'm a bad safe. Philadelphian. I'm sorry.
All right, so to Chuck's
good movie.
To Chuck's call with his gloom and doom in the Phils, and I think he's too far, but let's just examine the 6 to 9 players that have been struggling with the Phillies in the last however long you want to go back. Jody, of the struggling players, who concerns you the most for October?
Marsh.
Why?
Because he had that, I think it didn't even last a week. It was a handful of games that he actually got a couple of hits against left-handers. That was an anomaly. That was just, he might have caught some bad lefties who made some bad pitches against him. He can't hit left-handed pitches.
No, he can't hit it. He's not going to hit against lefties. Devin, of the struggling players, who concerns you the most?
Bryson Stott. Last season when, you know, the top of the lineup went cold, like we've seen them do and like we saw them do last night, guys like Bryson Stott, and I don't want to say Brandon Marsh because he's not as consistent as Stott, would usually be there with good at-bats to kind of back it up, and we just haven't seen that throughout the entire season.
So I have a different answer. Both your answers are very legit, obviously. I mean, they're important players, and they're Stott's an everyday or a near-everyday player. Mm-hmm. Marsh is like a half-a-game player, you know. I would go with Ranger, who obviously is only going to pitch every so often.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's why I say Ranger. First off, pitching is pitching. Second off, he was a big part of what made them a truly great team in the first 2 months. And if you get into a 3-game series, we know who's starting game 3, right?
Ranger.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything in 2 months.
I know. My brain didn't even go there. I didn't forget about him, but as an answer to that question, because we haven't seen him play in so long.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched in a while, and then in the prior month before he got injured, he wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm. And did a simulated game
recently,
last weekend. Yeah.
Which is worse, playing badly or not playing at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it can depend.
I mean, I'd be more worried about someone who continues to play and continues to struggle than a guy who hasn't been around for 5 or 6 months,
But I also worry about a guy who hasn't done anything good in 2 months. I mean, Jody, let me say this. When this team won in October, and they won a lot in October the last 2 years before they lost in the end, far and away, the number one reason why they succeeded for like 3 weeks in October the last 2 years was because of starting pitching. Number one.
I would agree.
I mean, it was Wheeler, Nola, Ranger. Boom, boom, boom. And by the way, it's also the number one reason why they were dominant this year in the first 2 months of the... Because it wasn't just those three.
They had the best ERA in baseball.
They had Sanchez, whoever was the five. Other than when it was the Taiwan
Turnbull.
Five. Turnbull was incredible.
Very good.
They got some random starts like Phillips, and I think there's one or two other guys that just randomly got in there.
Mercado had one good game, and then he went south. He went south pretty quickly thereafter.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead. So are a lot more calls. And again, we're still looking for the winning answer. The ultimate number two. Who or what is the best ever at being the second best? The winning answer is going to win the tickets to the Incubus concert coming up next week. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from training camp. Not Ritchie. MacMan, 94 WIP.
Three strikes.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.